Richard remembered seeing it coming in his mind. He took her hand from his shirt. Maybe I was just lucky. Someone was bound to get one sooner or later. Maybe this one was just a half-wit.
Richard, please, come away with me. This is not the way to have a test of wills with the palace. This could get you killed.
I'm not testing anyone's will. I'm taking responsibility for my actions. It's my fault Sister Verna was demoted. I've got to set it straight. I'm taking a stand for what's right. If I don't do that, then I am nothing.
Richard, if the sun sets on you in the Hagen Woods...
You are wasting precious time, Pasha. Chapter 52. It was late afternoon when he heard them coming. He heard the sound of only one horse, and Pasha's voice calling out the direction. At last, they broke into the clearing. Richard sheathed his sword.
Bonnie!
He gave the horse's neck a scratch.
How you doing, girl?
Bonnie nuzzled his chest. Richard pushed his fingers in the side of her mouth and felt the bit, while Sister Marin frowned at him. I'm glad to see you use a snaffle bit, sister.
The stable boys said they couldn't find the spade bit.
She glared down at him suspiciously.
Seems they vanished, mysteriously.
That's so,
Richard shrugged. Can't say I'm sorry. Pasha was panting with the effort of having kept up with the sister on her horse. Her white blouse was soaked with sweat. She fussed hopelessly with the matted, tangled mess of her hair. The sister must have made Pasha walk as punishment. Sister Marin, in her plain brown dress buttoned to her neck, looked cool and comfortable atop the horse.
So, Richard, Sister Marin said as she dismounted, I am here, as you requested. What is it you want?
She knew very well what he wanted, but Richard decided to restate it in a pleasant tone. It's quite simple. Sister Verna is to be restored to Sister, at once, and you are also to return her Dakra to her. She gestured dismissively.
And here I thought you would want something unreasonable.
This is simple. It is done. Verna is returned to Sister. It makes no difference to me. And when she asks why, I don't want you to tell her about this business with me. Just say you reconsidered or something and decided to reinstate her. If you want, you can tell her you prayed for guidance from your Creator, and it came to you that she should remain a sister. She brushed some of her fine sandy hair back from her face.
That would suit me. Are you satisfied? Is everything to your liking?
That would end it, and keep our truce.
Good. Now that the trifling matters are dispensed with, show me this dead bear. Pasha has half the palace in an uproar with some babble about you killing Amriswith.
Pasha furiously studied the ground as Sister Marin directed a scolding frown in her direction. The foolish child never sets her slippered foot on anything that hasn't been swept, scrubbed, or polished. The only time she sticks her head out of doors is go see the latest bolt of lace to come to Tanamura. She wouldn't know a rabbit from an ox, and she certainly wouldn't know a...
What is that smell?
Bergut, Richard said. He held out his arm, showing her the way. Pasha deferentially stepped aside. Sister Marin straightened her dress at her hips and marched toward the trees. Pasha peeked up at him, and when they heard Sister Marin gasp, her head came the rest of the way up, and she smiled. When Sister Marin stepped backward to them, her face white as bedsheets, Pasha resumed her study of the ground. Sister Marin's trembling fingers lifted Pasha's chin.
You have spoken the truth, she whispered. Forgive me, child.
Pasha curtsied.
Of course, Sister Marin. Thank you for taking the time to witness my report.
Sister Marin's haughty attitude had vanished, to be replaced by sincere concern. She turned to Richard.
How did this creature die?
Richard lifted the sword clear of its scabbard a half foot and then slid it home.
Then what Pasha said is true. You killed it?
Richard shrugged. I spend quite a lot of my time out of doors. I knew it was no rabbit. Sister Marin returned to the creature, mumbling to herself.
I must study it. This is an unprecedented opportunity.
Pasha looked to Richard and wrinkled her nose in disgust as the sister ran her finger over the lipless slit of a mouth, touched the ear holes, and ran her hand across the glossy black skin. She tugged at the hide clothes, pulling them this way and that as she inspected them. She rose to her feet, peering down at the entrails. Finally, she turned to Richard.
Where is the cape? Pasha said it had a cape.
When the Mrswith had lunged, and he had sliced it in two, the cape had been billowed open, and so it was undamaged. While Richard had been waiting for Pasha to return with the sister, he had accidentally learned the astonishing thing the cape could do. After that, he had washed it clean of blood, hung it over branches to dry, and then stuffed it away in his pack. He had no intention of giving that cape away. "It's mine. It is a prize of battle. I'm keeping it." She looked perplexed.
"But the knives? Don't men fancy things like that as prizes of battle? Why would you want a cape instead of the knives?"
Richard tapped the hilt. "I have my sword. Why would I want knives that have proven inferior to my sword? I've always wanted a long black cape, and it's a fine one, so I'm keeping it." The furrows of her skull stole back onto her face.
"Is this another condition of your truce?"
"If need be." The furrows softened. She sighed.
"I guess it doesn't matter. It is the creature that is important, not its cape."
She turned back to the reeking corpse.
"I must study this."
While she bent back to the Mrswith, Richard hooked his bow, quiver of arrows, and pack to the front of the saddle. He put his foot in the stirrup and sprang up onto Bonnie. "Don't stay after the sun goes down, Sister Marin." She glanced over her shoulder.
"My horse?
You can't have my horse." Richard smiled apologetically. "I twisted my ankle fighting the Mrswith. I'm sure you wouldn't want the palace's newest pupil limping all the way home now, would you? I might fall and crack my skull."
"But..."
Richard reached down and gripped Pasha's arm. She gasped in surprise as he yanked her up, sitting her behind him on Bonnie. "Please don't let the sun set on you here, sister. I hear it's dangerous in the Hagen woods after dark." Pasha hid her face from the sister, and he could feel her giggling softly against his back.
"Yes, yes," Sister Marin said, her eyes already lost to the Mrswith. "All right, you two go on back. You have done well, both of you. I must study this creature before the animals get to it."
Pasha held him so tight that he could hardly breathe. It was distracting to feel her firm breasts mashed against his back. Her fingers gripped his chest, trying to get a better hold on him, as if she was afraid she might fall at any moment. When they were clear of the woods and into the open hills, he slowed Bonnie to a walk and pried Pasha's hands off. She clamped them right back.
"Richard, I might fall."
He pulled her hands loose again. "You're not going to fall. Just hold on easy and let your hips move with the horse. Use your balance. You don't need to cling for dear life." She gripped his sides.
"Well, I'll try."
The sky was turning golden as they descended the rounded hills toward the city. Richard swayed with Bonnie's steps as she went over rocks and across shallow ravines and thought about the Mrswith and his hunger to fight it. The craving to go back into the Hagen woods still burned in the back of his mind.
"Your ankle isn't really twisted, is it?"
Pasha asked after a long ride in silence. "No."
"You lied to a sister. Richard, you must learn that lying is wrong. The Creator hates lies."
"So Sister Verna has told me." He decided he didn't want to ride anymore with her holding on to him, so he dismounted and led Bonnie by the reins. Pasha scooted forward into the saddle.
"Then why did you do it if you know it's wrong?"
"Because I wanted to make Sister Marin walk back. She made you walk all the way out there again as punishment for something that was not your fault."
Pasha slid off Bonnie and came up to walk beside him. She raked her fingers through her hair, trying to arrange it to her satisfaction. "That was very nice of you."
She put a hand on his arm.
"I think we're going to become good friends."
Richard pretended to turn and look around as he walked so that her arm fell away. "Can you get this collar off me?"
"The Radahan? Well, no. Only a full sister is able to remove a Radahan. I don't know how."
"Then we are not going to be friends. I have no use for you."
"You have gone to great risk for Sister Verna. She must be your friend. A person only does such things for friends. You went out of your way to see that I had a horse to ride back. You must hope we can become friends."
Richard watched the country ahead as he walked. "Sister Verna is not my friend. I did as I did only because what was done to her was my fault and was unjust. That is the only reason. When I decide to get this collar off, only those who help me will be my friends. Sister Verna has made it clear that she will not help me get the collar off. She intends that it remain on me. When the time comes, if she stands in my way, I will kill her the same as I will kill any other sister who tries to stop me. The same as I will kill you if you stand in my way."
Richard, she scoffed, you're a mere student. You shouldn't brag about your powers so. It's unbecoming to a young man. You should not even joke about such things.
She took his arm again.
I don't believe you would ever hurt a woman.
Then you believe wrong.
Most young men have trouble adjusting at first, but you will come to trust in me. We will become friends, I'm sure of it.
Richard yanked his arm away and spun to her.
This is no game, Pasha. If you get in my way when I decide the time has come, I will cut your pretty little throat.
She peered up at him with a coy smile.
Do you really think I have a pretty neck?
It's a figure of speech, he growled.
He moved on, tugging Bonnie ahead. Pasha hastened her step to keep up. She walked in silence for a time, busying herself with pulling little knots and burrs from her hair. Richard was in no mood to be pleasant. Killing the Mrswith had brought him a strange feeling of fulfillment, but it was fading now, and his frustration with his situation was returning, and it brought with it the anger. Pasha's face brightened. She put on a pleasant smile.
I don't know anything about you, Richard. Why don't you tell me about yourself?
What do you want to know?
Well, what did you do before you came to the palace? Did you have some kind of skill, a profession you worked at?
Richard scuffed his boots through the dirt.
I was a woods guide.
Where?
Where I grew up, in Heartland, in Westland.
Pasha pulled the white blouse away from her chest, trying to dry it.
I'm afraid I don't know where that is. I don't know about the new world. Someday when I'm a sister, maybe I'll be called upon to go there and help a boy.
Richard didn't say anything, so she went on.
So you were a woods guide. That must have been scary, being out in the woods all the time. Weren't you afraid of the animals? I'd be afraid of the animals.
Why? If a rabbit jumped out of a bush, you could just burn it to ashes with your han.
She giggled.
I'd still be frightened. I like the city better.